Hi there, welcome back to the Football Spy Show, and it's getting very, very interesting with just 5 days to go before the transfer window officially opens. We've got an almighty fight for a big player between Liverpool and Arsenal. Chelsea make their move for two huge stars, and reports of a big possible new target for Manchester United, and all of the usual features on the show. So let's get straight into our first transfer roundup. And Andre Villas-Boas isn't messing about at Chelsea. He's made two big bids for Barcelona super striker David Villa and the Palermo midfielder Javier Pastore. We'll get to Pastore in a second, but I'd imagine the bid for Villa is being driven by Roman Abramovich rather than Villas-Boas. As we know, the former Porto coach trusts his man Falcao. More on him in a bit. The Palermo president Maurizio Zamperini has revealed today that Chelsea have made a €50 million bid for the Argentina midfielder Pastore. We'll see what all the fuss is about with him at the Copa America, which starts on Friday. But I'm fascinated by Zamperini's claim, since he's always said that the fee supposedly offered by Chelsea is the fee that he would accept. So we'll see. Let's move on with this man. Liverpool fans already know who he is, and Arsenal fans will get to know him over the next few days. He is the Spain under-21 star Juan Mata. He scored twice to help his side lift the European Championships that are just finished in Denmark. He's 23, can play on the left or in central midfield. He's outstanding in the under-21s, but also part of his country's World Cup winning squad last year. Now, for a long time, it's looked as though it was simply a question of Liverpool making their move for him, but Arsenal have gone in ahead of them. Spanish TV yesterday reporting an £18 million bid from the Gunners, also reporting that Arsenal now involved in a straight fight with Liverpool for Mata. We'll keep you informed as to who wins that one right here on Football Spy. Now, one player that Arsenal want to confirm as theirs by the time the window officially opens is the Vélez Sarsfield midfielder Ricky Alvarez. He's 23, can play anywhere across the midfield. And the Italian club Palermo, that club again, waved the white flag in their pursuit of him the other day, insisting Arsenal have already got him. Well, Ole in Spain are reporting some late interest, with the German club Schalke interested and big spending Manchester City now entering the race. We still think he's off to Arsenal, but with City in the mix, you never know. Stay tuned to the Football Spy Show and we'll update you on that one too. More Arsenal for you later, but this one's very interesting, because with De Gea, Phil Jones and Ashley Young all pretty much signed, the widespread belief is that Man United now after a central midfielder. But some interesting reports have been coming out of Italy over the last 24 hours, suggesting Sir Alex Ferguson taking a long look at the highly rated Napoli forward Edison Cavani. He's 24, scored 33 goals in all competitions last season, also being watched again by City. Hard to know with that one whether it's the agent touting him around or not, but I'd be amazed if he went for as low as the £25 million being talked about. Now, we can't possibly talk about the big clubs, the big players or the big money without mentioning City, so here's the Mail. They say that City will make a second bid of £38 million for the Chile superstar Alexis Sanchez. Udinese really are conducting an auction for him. The trouble is, he just doesn't want to go to Manchester and would prefer to join Barcelona. Will money talk? We'll soon find out. Let's spin you through a few more. In our own Daily Mirror, Sir Alex Ferguson made a bid of £15 million for another of Spain's gifted youngsters. He is the very talented Thiago Alcantara. We've spoken about him on the show before. Talked of initially this summer as a make-weight in one of Barcelona's offers for the Arsenal captain Cesc Fabregas. Now, though, he's being talked of as a quality capture in his own right. He's 20, scored a sensational goal to help beat Switzerland 2-0 in the under-21 European Championship final. And Villarreal and Roma have also been linked. Now, he's obviously not going to displace Xavi or Iniesta from the Barcelona side anytime soon, so it really is just a question of where he moves on to. The French media reporting today that Newcastle and Liverpool are locked in a fight for the combative Toulouse midfielder Moussa Sissoko, a very good player. Spurs have also looked at him. We told you last week about word coming out of Spain that Jose Mourinho was set to rival his protege Villas-Boas for Falcao, or RF9 as they're now calling him in Portugal. Well, the word coming out of that country is that if Porto are going to sell, they will have to do it now, as Falcao has just 2 years left on his current deal. Another Chelsea story for you, and the Mail say today that Galatasaray in Turkey have offered the 24-year-old left winger Arda Turan plus cash in exchange for Didier Drogba. The Mail say the deal values Drogba at £11 million, which for me